Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
David Gere is a polymath education consultant. He specializes in progressive education, progressive education environment. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
So tell me about how geology can, and the study of the earth can help us fight climate change. I've been trying to figure this out, and it doesn't really, it's not landing for me.
Right. A big part of geology is understanding volcanoes, and they are big producers of greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and then sulfur dioxide works counter to global warming.
Right.
So understanding those things allows us to better understand the component of human-induced climate change. The article in New Scientist also referred to the negative reputation that geologists have in the environmental sense of, you know, operating and recommending how mines should be operated and so on. So better understanding that and how mines contribute to climate change obviously is also part of the geologist's knowledge set. So, yeah, so geology and also, you know, geography together,
right.
So go together. So if we're talking education, then geography and geology together are very, very significant components of educating the general public. So that the geography curriculum, the physical geography they cover, also covers all of these things. So educating geologists towards climate change and getting them to recommend better practices on mines in terms of managing things like coal tips and that kind of thing is all very, very much part of the climate change scenario. Yeah, we've got to look for every way we can to mitigate greenhouse gas releases, and that very much is part of the geology scenario. Then also, when you look at the geology, for instance, of the tundra,
right,
where methane is being released as
right.
the tundra melts, that is a very important component. And a lot of that is poorly understood at the moment because this is a completely new event. You know, we've got no models that tell us how tundra melt releases methane. You know, we've got to watch it as it happens and try and figure it out. And likewise, in the deep oceans, there are near freezing deposits at the bottom of the deep oceans that contain lots of methane and carbon dioxide. And in volcanic lakes, there's a lot of carbon dioxide trapped. I don't know if you remember many years ago, a carbon dioxide eruption in Cameroon killed thousands of people. And, you know, silent killer that just flowed down the sides of a volcano. So it's very much part of the, you know, the geology and the atmosphere, ecology are all intimately linked. And in the very long term, geology and plate tectonics is responsible for storing carbon through things like seashells and so on being trapped in marine sediment, being subducted into the crust so that they are permanently stored out of harm's way. But I mean that we're talking timescales of millions of years. So you know, that's not going to bother us or our grandchildren.
Right, absolutely. David Gere, polymath education consultant specializing in progressive education environment.